You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman chaired the first pre-budget consultation meeting today with industry experts and leaders in climate change and infrastructure. The Ministry of Finance said about the series of meetings on Sunday. The first sessions are being held in two sessions with industry leaders from various sectors. The first meeting held in New Delhi with regards to the Union Budget 2023-24 was attended by Union Ministers of State for Finance, Pankaj Chaudhary and Bhagwat Kishan Rao Karad, along with various secretaries and economic advisers. The meeting held today will follow several other consultation meets with various other stakeholders in sectors like agriculture, health, education, sanitation and water. The Union Minister of Finance will meet captains and representatives of agriculture and agro-processing industry in addition to the representatives of the capital market and financial sectors on November 22nd. Meanwhile, India's removal of export duty on steel intermediates immensely helps domestic companies compete in international markets amid a global slowdown in consumption of the alloy, JSW Steel's finance chief Seshagiri Rao MVS told Reuters on Monday. India scrapped export taxes on low-grade iron ore and on some intermediate steel products beginning Saturday after months of complaints from miners and steel makers about the loss of foreign sales opportunities. JSW's Rao, however, said export opportunities were limited. India's finished steel exports more than halved during the first 7 months of this fiscal year that began in April, government data showed earlier this month, as large mills held back shipments due to export taxes. JSW Steel, the country's largest steelmaker by capacity, said earlier this month it expected its exports in the financial year to March 2023 to fall to their lowest level in more than 5 years because of reduced global demand and the additional taxation. Moving on, India will still grow at 6-7% in the next 2023-24 fiscal, even as the economy may be affected by uncertain global conditions. Former Niti Aayog Vice Chairman Rajiv Kumar has said amid growing fears of the world slipping into a recession. Kumar further said there is a synchronized downturn in the US, Europe, Japan and also in China, and that could take the global economy into a recession in the coming months. Kumar told PTI that there's no such prospect of recession in India because although our growth may be negatively affected by the global conditions, we will still manage to grow at 6-7% in 2023-24. The World Bank on October 6 projected a 6.5% growth rate for the Indian economy for 2022-23, a drop of 1 percentage point from its June 2022 projections, citing the deteriorating international environment, while IMF projected a growth rate of 6.8% in 2022 as compared to 8.7% in 2021 for India. Over to technology, Apple Watch users can now extend the battery life of their watch using the new feature that comes with the latest Watch OS 9 updates. Reportedly, Apple Watch users on the Watch OS 9 version are set to get an update this week, which will bring a new power-saving mode for their watch. This feature can be enabled manually by the user whenever needed. According to GSM Arena, the new battery saving mode can be activated from the control center on the setting menu. The new power saving mode will increase the watch's battery life in times of emergency. It will prompt a message when there is just 10% battery left in the device. The low power mode will automatically go off when the battery reaches 80% upon charging. In the auto sector, EVM, an electric two-wheeler startup, has announced plans to open more than 100 showrooms across India by end 2023. EVM is a two-wheeler brand of LCM Automotives, the auto arm of the United Arab Emirates-based Meta 4 Group. It may be recollected that earlier in June this year, the Meta 4 Group announced plans to invest around ₹250 crore in Telangana to set up an EV manufacturing facility. The startup claims that all EVM scooters are completely manufactured in India and it has sold more than 1,000 e-scooters through its 11 dealerships network set up across Rajahmundry, Andhra Pradesh, Pune, Maharashtra, Nashik, Maharashtra, Malegaon, Maharashtra, Solapur, Maharashtra, Bengaluru, Karnataka, Hyderabad, Telangana, Calicut, Kerala and other cities. And lastly, the stock market. Indian benchmark indices were trading deep in red, weighed down by index heavyweights like ITC, Reliance Industries, HDFC Twins, TCS and Tech Mahindra. NSE Nifty 50 declined over 150 points to trade below 18,150 levels and the S&P BSE Sensex plunged over 550 points to 61,080 levels, extending losses around. Broader markets were volatile as Nifty Small Cap 100 Index outperformed Nifty Mid Cap 100 Index. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.